And handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, April 28th, 2018. We're an hour or two of the broadcast. Running down a lot of the news of the week, and I've got some more to share, a couple clips. Then we'll get to phone calls this hour. But I wanted to make mention, I was listening to a broadcast yesterday. I believe it was yesterday. And a caller called in, and they brought up Schaefer Cox. And I'm almost ashamed to admit, but I had somewhat kind of followed that when it happened, 2010, 2011, 2012. And it kind of fell out of the memory hole, unfortunately. Sadly, I hate to admit that, really, but I got to looking into it yesterday, and I'm going to see if I can line something up. I would like to have that story told. There's some great YouTube videos that tell this story. There's some websites, but I would like to have someone on and run down that sad story. When we talk about political prisoners, a lot of time we talk about what's happened in the last year or two. We forget some of what's happened in the past, and Schaefer Cox is certainly an example of that. So maybe we will, maybe I'll be able to do that. Seems like I not always have the greatest luck with that, but I will see what I can find out. Now, how about this story? RT.com, up to 50 killed in a Saudi-led airstrike on a Yemen wedding. I'm sure, you know, this. Everyone's heard this story, right? I mean, Lester Holt on NBC just went on and on and on about it. No one is reporting anything about Saudi Arabia, who Donald Trump foolishly sold, what was it, the biggest weapon sale, I think, in the history of the United States. I think it was $380 billion. Don't hold me to that. It's been a while. I did the story, but I can't remember. But it was the biggest. Unbelievable that we would fund that of all countries, you know, the hypocrisy. Well, we can talk about that later. Suspected Saudi-led strikes on a wedding ceremony in Yemen province have resulted in multiple casualties, including women and children. The death toll ranges from 20 to 50 people, report citing local health officials say on Sunday a reported Saudi-led missile strike hit a house where a wedding ceremony was being held. This was this past Sunday, a week ago tomorrow, in Yemen's northwest province of Hajjah. There are conflicting reports on the casualties. Numbers vary from 20 to 50, according to the AP. Different news media reports that at least 40 people were killed or wounded, citing senior health officials. The same figures were given by the head of Mal Jumahori Hospital in Hajjaz, who said they received 40 bodies, most of them torn to pieces. According to Reuters, 30 children were among the 46 injured. It was 30 children there. 30, isn't that right? Isn't that something like the number that was in that hoaxed gas attack? Isn't it interesting when it's happening in Yemen? Well, by golly, it don't matter. When it's happening in Mexico, well, it don't count. Isn't that interesting? But when it's happening in Syria, and it's going to complete hoax, well, by golly, we're ready to go on the brink of World War III. You've got Lampy Graham. You got McToomer. You got the rest of the Republicrats that masquerade as Republicans but are closet Democrats. Well, they're not really closet Democrats. They're out of the closet, full-blown liberals, warmongers. What are they? They're bought and paid for stooges. They don't represent the people. You know, when it blows my mind when any of these sellout traitors like George W. Bush will come parading around, the people will line up. I mean, I guess you don't get to see a war criminal that often, but that's not why they're lining up to see him. And you watch when old Magog kicks, which is any time now, they're going to parade out all of this sellout media, and they're going to talk about what a great man Herbert Walker Bush was. You know, I mean, have your pep toe handy because you're going to need it. The bride was among those killed in the strike. You can't even, you know, you're bombed in your house while trying to get married by Saudi Arabia in Yemen, and the United Nations, Trump, I guess, you know, the whole world. Well, it's just jolly okay, you know. The death toll could continue to rise, as some people are believed to still be under the rubble. As of the writing of this, which was April 23rd, so I guess I printed this off on Monday. So, but maybe by now, you know, the wedding party has been excavated out of the rubble. I mean, if you really want to get plumb down, you know, if you want to get plumb down on the whole situation, all you really have to do is lay back in your easy chair and just really contemplate the atrocities and the hypocrisies of the United Nations and the United States foreign policy. I mean, if you really need a sense of hopelessness, or if you're trying to find an excuse to take up drinking, all you have to do is really just think about the insanity that we promote around the world. The death, the murder, either that we do or we turn a blind eye to. It is, I mean, we really should just take, all right, here we will, okay, right here it is. We're going to collectively have a moment of silence and bow our head in shame for the foreign policy of the United States of America and any and all countries or governments or institutions that take part in this murderous, endless rampage that is... are we supposed to believe this is the best we can do as humanity? Is this endless, murderous atrocities around the world and warmongering? I mean, they're probably freaking out that North and South Korea might have peace. You know, they've had an armistice since the early 53 or something. It's never been an end to the war. It's an armistice. They're probably freaking out around the world that there might be some peace. You know, their arms sales will go down. That's probably what's really happening. Okay, here we go. Collective moment of peace as we bow our head. All right, there we go. I don't know. I hope it made you feel better. It didn't really make me feel any better because ain't a damn thing changed. You still got all this murderous rampage by all of these different countries, and nobody is even saying anything about what Saudi Arabia is doing. And this is an extremely long story, and I'm not going to read this whole thing because hopefully you get the gist of it. And I tell you what, Sam, let's play video one. Right here.
The Middle East. Don't give me that time. we stood, divided we fell. We don't bring it back now, then we're headed for hell. See, gas is too high, can't find no job. And the government crooks, they're stealing rock. Try and take my guns, good luck with that. We're mounted up, baby, about to bring old America back.
Come back on. All right, we're back on. I just wanted to give y'all that's Moccasin Creek, and there is people out there making music like this, and I hope you enjoyed that. Now that the enjoyment's over, let me tell you, they're not taking America back. Those times are not coming back. You can see that Donald Trump is not going to be able to do jack. And the Republicans and the Democrats are in a concerted conspiracy to continue the destruction of America. I lived through those times. I remember when churches in this area left their doors unlocked. Can you believe that? I'm not that old, okay? But boy, is that over or what? Now the churches all have alarm systems. They have cameras, and they need them. It's not that they don't. Yeah, they need that. Because what has actually happened here, none of us voted, none of us was even told, none of us, well, when I say none of us, you, the RBN listeners, yes, you were probably aware, but the majority of society, absolutely, was not aware collectively that there was a concerted effort to drastically change the country demographically. And anyone that's got sense enough to maybe graduate to sixth grade can look at the facts, can look at the statistics, can look at the situation in which we find ourselves out and find out that the more multicultural we are, the more crime we have, the more problems we have, the more chaos we have, the more strife we have, the more welfare expenditures we have, the more prison population we have. It's just that plain and simple. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to put this together. Just a little rudimentary investigation with just a tiny bit of critical thought and throw in a dash of common sense, and you can see. But I have no... I have no false expectations at all. I have bought into the Don Black philosophy that it must get worse, that it must get worse. That caravan that's coming across the border, they're going to give them asylum, at least a large part. They're going to be running amok in the country months from now. Some of them will have committed murder, be drug. You won't find out because of this media monopoly. That is another travesty. If we had any representation in Washington, D.C., the first legislation they should be trying to pin is the destruction of this media monopoly, because you can come to this broadcast every Saturday and you can listen to me run down the news, which I'm fixing to break a big one here, and you'll find out that the mainstream media, Lester Holt, Chuck Todd, all of Wolf Blitzer, all of them on CNN, Sean DePaul, Hannity, we could keep going, MSNBC. They are there to be media manipulators, to drive the masses to accept their narrative, and they do it. Look at homosexual marriage. Look at the Gulf War. Look at how the people. I remember there was actually parades held in this area of people supporting the first Gulf War. They had succumbed. to the yellow cake uranium. You remember all that? You remember throwing the babies out in the incubators? They had, and then the media don't even go back and tell the American people. You find me a normie, and they will absolutely not know what you're talking about if you're talking about the QA incubator babies. Okay, but they probably won't know about Colin Powell and they may know that the weapons of mass destruction was never proven, but they won't have a firm foundation on what actually happened or why. And that's the control and the manipulation of the mainstream media, which until that stranglehold is broken. I know someone's going to say, well, look at the internet, look at all the, right? They're taking down the websites. They're closing down Facebook. People's Facebook channels or whatever. They're closing down YouTube. Of course, yeah, that's a, I've heard people say, well, that's, you know, that's because we're winning. We're not winning, Jack. They're eliminating the information, and they're successfully doing so right now. And Daily Stormer was off this past week, was back on the Tor network. He's back up now, but it's not functioning properly. This is never going to end. As long as they can successfully do this, and they're doing it. And they're doing it. Now, we could have the argument into oblivion about as people waking up and whatnot, and I believe that they are. But where is the real wins coming from? How is the best way to affect positive change? Yeah, we can keep trying to wake people up, but ultimately, as long as this stranglehold of information exists and they can get people to go out and flock and vote for one sellout traitor versus the other, and you know, it's the two-party, one-party system, we're going to continue down this sad road. And that's why, even though I know a lot of people disagree with this, I believe it's got to get worse. I believe when it's getting worse, we should actually not, you know, feel so bad about it, maybe. It's got to get worse before the American people is ever going to wake up and say, this enough is enough. You know, I'm handing my children and grandchildren just a remnant of any kind of a decent country to live in. I mean, we're in moral rot. It amazes me when people try to hang their hat somehow on the fact that everything is going great in this country, when you can look at you can look at the prison population, the per capita incarceration rate. You can look at so many different statistics that prove we're a society in rapid decline. It's not even debatable whether we're a society in rapid decline, but the answer by our politicians and our media is more poison. The solution is always more poison. Keep drinking more poison. It'll be all right. We've been drinking poison now for a long time, and it just keeps getting worse. And it's mind-boggling that people don't, that there's not many, many more out in the streets screaming bloody murder at the fact that we're handing our children and our grandchildren just a remnant of what this country was, as far as a living standard, as far as an economy, as far as any kind of morality, as far as any kind of decency. I mean, look how far the obscenity laws has been pushed in this country. What, they're practically gone. I mean, there's nothing keeping a child of any age from turning on a computer and getting hardcore pornography, because that's the way they want it. And that's the way it is. That's the way it is. But at the same time, they're trying to eliminate your freedom of speech. You have no right of self-determination. I've been trying to harp on this for the last several weeks. You have no. We go into these other countries and we topple their governments and say that the plight of the people didn't have the right of self-determination. They were oppressed under a tyranny. So we had to liberate them. We had to liberate a whole bunch to the next world, and now we're going to liberate the rest of these people and starve them and destroy their electrical grid. And, but we're liberating them so they can have the right of self-determination. And by golly, they seem to be determined to have a central bank, don't they? But you don't have a right of self-determination because you don't have a right of freedom of assembly, freedom of association. How can you have a right of self-determination if you don't have a right of freedom of association? We're coming up on a break. We're going to get to the rest of the news. Phone calls coming up.
know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
I'm a dreamer.
All right, we're back on the alternative media. Now, I got to get this story in, then we will go to phone calls shortly, 1-800-313-9443. This right here, this story that I hold in my hand, is the perfect example of how there's nothing more than a media monopoly. We all know who owns the media in America. Now, did you hear that? This should be the biggest story, really, of the week, not, you know, them Skankdashians and that Kane filter is hanging around with Donald Trump. No attack, no victims, no chemical weapons. Duma witnesses speak at OPCW briefing at The Hague. Did you know they were having hearings at The Hague this week? And nary a bit of reporting by the media monopoly in America. Now, witnesses of the alleged chemical attack in Duma, including the 11-year-old Hassan Diab, which I played the report interview of him last week, but this is different, and the hospital staff told reporters at The Hague that the white helmet video used as a pretext for a U.S.-led strike on Syria was, in fact, staged. We were at the basement, and we heard people shouting that we need to go to a hospital. We went through a tunnel at the hospital. They started pouring cold water on me, the boy told the press conference gathered by Russia's mission at the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons in The Hague. Not the United States of America, but the Russian government is seeking to work through the established procedures and through the courts that are set up to prove that this was what we know it was, a hoax. Hassan was among the victims. seen being washed by water hoses in the video released by the White Helmet Group on April 7th. The boy and his family later spoke to the media, revealed that Hassan was hurried to the scene by men who claimed that a chemical attack had taken place. They started pouring cold water on the boys and filming the frightened children. There were people unknown to us who were filming the emergency care. They were filming the chaos taking place inside. They were filming people being doused with water. The instruments they used to douse them with were originally used to clean the floors, actually. An administrator of the emergency ward recalled, that happened for about an hour. We provided help to them and sent them home. No one has died. No one suffered from any chemical exposure. So all of this is coming out that it's nothing more than a big, it ain't even an elaborate hoax. It's not even a good hoax. I'm telling you, it wasn't the A team or the B team or the C team. They sent in the D team. And it's a perfect window of insight of how the mainstream media in America will take the most laughable hoax and then portray it to the American people as genuine and are willing to go to war, bomb a sovereign country, if that's part of their agenda, which obviously it was. So I just wanted to get this in. This was RT.com, of course. It's a rather lengthy story, but it goes in to the actual testimony and what was said at this hearing at The Hague, which most people in America are completely unaware that there was even any hearings this past week concerning this sad hoax. So, all right, we're going to go to the phones. We got Michael in New York. Michael, how you doing? Thanks for holding. The break's going to get you. I'll hold you over.
Good morning, Farron. All is well. Hope all is well with you, sir. Farron, always spot on. Invading Mexico, the real enemy, the threat to our security. It's incredible how Americans aren't screaming at the top of their lungs for our government to do something about that. Just for our security alone. And, yeah, clean house down there, sure, let's do it. Let's get rid of these drug cartels and everything else. But nope, no talk about that. The invasion constantly coming in from our southern flank. No, never a discussion on that. Never in the UN. It's incredible. You covered that perfectly, sir, and I want to thank you for that because I feel so strongly that that's the most important action our current government needs to take if they're truly trying to make America great again. And I also wanted to remind everybody that with all the contradictions you're highlighting from our government and the UN, back when Saddam Hussein was running Iraq and he went to war with Iran, we gave them, meaning Rumsfeld and Dick Cheney, they gave him chemical weapons to use against Iran, and he did. But that's all okay. And I had a patriot up in Albany remind me recently, too, that we chemically gassed the kids at Waco as well during that siege. So our government is full of nothing but hypocrites and scumbags, and it's going to be open season, sir. I agree with you. I can't see how things are going to get better unless these actions are taken. And therefore, it's going to be open season when it all hits the fan on all these traitors. During the French Revolution, which went totally, bizarre and not productive for the French people. It was a first version of communism. But nonetheless, their motto was death to the aristocrats. Our motto will be death to the bureaucrats during our second American Revolution. And I just wanted to also say real quick that, when Barbara Bush died, it's amazing to me how around here they were dropping our flags, lowering them to half mast, and I'm like, what, are you kidding me? Good riddance. And to anybody
that has a... Hold on for me, Michael. I got music. We'll talk about it on the other side. Then we got Kevin in West Virginia, Rick in Arizona coming up. Back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke.
How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back on the Alternative Media, Farron in the studio. Taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast, 1-800-313-9443. If you'd like to join in, we're talking to Michael in New York. We got Kevin in West Virginia, Rick in Arizona coming up. Michael, the break broke your train of thought. Go ahead, sir.
Well, thank you, Farron. And what I'm about to say, it's me talking. Anybody doesn't like it, well, just come and see me about it. But when Barbara Bush died, and I see flags around here flying at half-mast like a patriot died. Somebody, it's like, what are you kidding? People, how dumb are you? She's an enemy. Her husband has betrayed us all the way. I seen on TV recently a little special about her and old Poppy Bush there. And the granddaughter, quasi-granddaughter, if she really is, talking about, oh, how, you know, great they were. And get a load of this. They actually show when they were visiting China. That was the best time in commie China, red China. They're visiting it, and she's saying how that was the best time they ever had. They loved it there and all that. I'm like, anybody paying attention here? And so I say, good riddance. The gates of hell have opened wide and took another one of theirs home. And, I mean, they are devil worshippers. They admit it. So what's the shock? What's the outrage by saying, hey, she just went home, and the gates of hell just opened up for her. That's how it is, people. And old man Bush, Knight of England, along with many others, traitor, total traitors. When he was president, I remember when the Queenie came over, and there was a little ceremony in front of the White House. There was a podium with three steps, one in the center, which was highest, and then the left and the right, which were a little lower. Our president let the Queen take the highest center step, and he stood next to her on one side, like a loyal knight. It was so blatantly obvious back then, and I'm like, anybody paying attention here? They're letting us know the Queenie is running us here. And, of course, she's run by the Rothschilds who run our Federal Reserve Bank, and there's the root of all our problems. That's what's got to go first, to clear, clean house here, get lawful money back and debt-free money back into circulation here, and then we can really try to, we can really start to make America great. And last, sir, a few weeks ago when you were mentioning how crazy and disgusting it all is with insanity here, and how like a great champion athlete like Bruce Jenner, all of a sudden after living in Hollywood for so long, goes wacko and wants to be a woman, and now he's Brucina, and he's no longer, you know, they used to have him on Wheaties box, but now they can't. But I wanted to update you, sir. Ever since that transformation of Bruce into Brucina, he's featured on another cereal box. It's called Fruity Loops.
Oh, I hear you, Mike. Well, hey, thank you so much. I agree with everything you had to say. And, you know, Herbert Walker, his nickname's Magog, a member of Skull and Bones. And, I mean, you couldn't make this stuff up. It's so insane. And he was at the JFK assassination. Herbert Walker, I mean, it's just on and on and on. But, hey, I'm getting calls.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Aaron,
go ahead.
Can I say one? You just remind me, and yes, thanks for covering those points. By the way, Mao Zedong Pile, guess where he graduated? Yale University. He's a Skull and Bones man. He was, but Yale had a satellite university there in China. That's where he graduated from. That's another little detail they don't tell us. Thank you, Farron. Take care, sir. God bless.
Hey, thank you so much. 1-800-313-9443. We're going to Kevin in West Virginia, then Rick in Arizona. Hang on for me, Rick. We'll get to you. Kevin, how you doing? Thanks for holding. What's on your mind?
I got a couple of things on my mind. Two totally different topics. One, the first topic, it goes back to what you and the previous caller was talking about with chemical weapons. I have a question about that. Why is it, you know, all countries in the unit, including the United States, internationally, they cannot use chemical weapons on the battlefield, but yet the police here can drop CS tear gas on the civilians?
Excellent question. I mean, it just points to... And we still have a huge stockpile of chemical weapons. And as Michael said, and I said last week, you know, we gassed babies at Waco. It's just more of the hypocrisy, but it's a great point. Go ahead, Kevin.
And then the other thing that, you know, that was one, I've always pondered that one. But the other one I wanted to talk about was Vezhnitskaya. I don't know if I'm pronouncing her name right. And she's the Russian attorney that Donald Trump Jr. had met with. I don't know if you've seen in the headlines the past couple of days. She's been in the headlines, The Hill, Washington Compost is what I like to call it, and a few other publications. But they leave out one important detail, and the important detail that they leave out with her is her connection to Fusion GPS. I'm curious to know why these media, mainstream media, or, you know, I like to call it the Ministry of Smoke and Mirrors, why they keep leaving that important detail out, how she's tied to Fusion GPS. And she's also claiming that she, you know, she's getting ready to make a defense, that she, or that Fusion GPS was set up, which means she was set up. So my question is, how is she going to try to pull this defense out of her butt? And is there even really any defense of her being framed? I don't think there is, but I was just wondering about that.
Well, you know that when you listen to like Sean Hannity or Rush Limbaugh, and they go down through that whole litany of corruption and the whole hoax about collusion. I think it's meant to be so confusing that the American people will just turn off to it because it's so much to it. But I know exactly what you're talking about with her, and you know she would be at the heart of the whole investigation, and she was saying she hadn't even been interrogated or anything. But it is just it's just a window of insight to the massive corrupt swamp that is all of these sellout traitors masquerading as some sort of representatives of we the people. And the whole push, or at least majority of the push, a high percentage in the 90s, deserve the treatment that a trader is supposed to get. And I long for the day that that'll happen. Hey, Kevin, thank you so much. I'm getting stacked up. I'm going to try to get everybody on. We got Rick in Arizona, then Jeremy in Kentucky, Laura in Michigan coming up. Thank you again, Kevin. Rick, you're on. What's on your mind, sir?
Yeah, the wall's on my mind, Aaron. Now, if you people think that anything Trump has done for us, anything he's done hasn't really done for us. He's done a 180 on everything. And then he campaigned on the wall. Now, the wall, in my opinion, is not to keep Mexicans from coming here and getting a job. It is about protecting the abortion industry along the Rio Grande River, for which was called the Catholic Corridor, for which the Mexicans have terrorized the abortion clinics out of business. The wall is going to be there to stop Americans from crossing into Mexico to getting painkillers that you're not going to be able to get on this fake opioid war. The fake opioid war is to make sure that you're in pain, okay? You can get antibiotics, dental care, health care cheap. The wall is something to keep us in, to prevent us from getting an easier life, a cheaper product, a better product. And if you think when Trump says he's going to stop drug dealers, he's talking about you going down there and getting prescription drugs that you can't get here anymore. It's about rebuilding the abortion clinics along the Rio Grande River. Anything this dipshit Trump talks about is not for his base. He totally stabbed us in the back so many times. You have to drop your ego, and you got to admit that you've been had and just accept it. We have to do things that ordinary people can identify with, a meme that tells us who our enemies are and how to deal with them. Attacking the Federal Reserve Bank is too big of a project. Let's go down to ground level, eye level with people, that the Israelis are the mafia. They're the people are the why you're broke. All this crap coming out of Trump's mouth is just a distraction. It has nothing to do with us. It has everything to do with the piranhas that have put him into office. And thank you for taking my call.
Hey, Rick, that was very interesting. I'd heard build the wall to keep us in, but I had not heard the rest of that, which I, for one, agree with you totally on this opioid crisis. Their solution is to make it more difficult for people that have a legitimate reason to get painkillers, which I know some, you know, have legitimate back issues. They created the opioid crisis because they wanted the opioid crisis. But that's a side issue of what you had to say. Yeah, I hope, I don't know, you know, if you listened to my broadcast months ago before the election, you might think I was on a Trump train, Rick. I'm long off the Trump train. I try to just tell it like it is. I have no false expectations from Donald Trump except the continual selling out of the American people. So I hope that's not what he might. But, you know, I've been all over the place on that, so I should have my feet held to the fire as well. Thank you so much, Rick. We're going to go to Jeremy in Kentucky. Jeremy, how are you doing? What's on your mind, sir?
Hey, good morning, Farron. Do you suppose, quick question before I get to my point, do you suppose before the Bush funeral they played the song from Ozzy Osbourne, Mr. Crowley?
Yeah, they should. They should play that, and I would like it if they would just go ahead and, like, conjure up a Baphomet right before they get started good, but we'll see.
No telling what went on in that pre-funeral, but my serious point then is I wanted to bring attention to an article that maybe exposes the struggle in Jewish power and might explain some of the anomalies of Trump. The article is from The New Yorker. It says, Trump sanctions Putin's son-in-law, but not Putin. So anybody that doesn't know, Putin's son-in-law was Kirill Shamilov. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, part of the tribe. Kirill's father is Nikolay Shamilov that controls the Roysia Bank in Russia. And this Shamilov bunch is some of the oligarchs that Putin aligned with in order to take down the other oligarchs. So back in the day when Putin was rising to power, he had to make an unholy alliance with these Jewish oligarchs to put down some of the other ones. And so I would maintain that Putin has a lot of hooks in him as well. But something strange happened. If you read this article and you look up the history of the Shamilovs, in January, this Kirill Shamilov and Putin's daughter divorced. Then you have these sanctions that start hitting Russia. And you see in this article, Steven Mnuchin, the Jew that Trump hired, is saying, accusing Russia of being controlled by oligarchs. So, I mean, you know, that's the pot calling the kettle black. What I think we're seeing is oligarchs in the USA, Jewish oligarchs, are fighting with Jewish oligarchs in Russia, and Trump is there in the middle getting his strings pulled by whoever whichever oligarch wants him to do the next bidding. If you remember, you know, you and I talked on your show back in April. I believe it was right after Trump bombed Syria the first time, so it was April of last year. You had me on the show, and we talked about how Trump had all these Jewish ties from decades ago, and how he had the lawyer Cohen, right, and how this was going to be trouble for him. And, man, you were right. I mean, Cohen has been a bad point of trouble for Trump, and I think that all these hooks have been in Trump for over a decade and maybe longer. And so you have sanctions on Russia that affect the oligarchs there, and then you have Trump bombing Syria again over fake Syrian gas babies. So my theory is that you're seeing a struggle between Jewish power on a global scale, Jewish oligarchs here and Jewish oligarchs there. What do you think of that analysis?
Well, I think you're right. And, you know, you brought to light some of the things that I didn't know about Putin, because there's a lot of people that have kind of jumped on the Putin bandwagon. It's almost like people feel like it's one against the other. They always have to be. It's like, you know, the Cowboys versus the Redskins. You have to pull for one side or the other. But you know, you pointed out how Putin has went along with some of this Holocaust denial legislation. He has his own personal rabbi. I mean, you really have to be able to accept the fact that these hooks go so deep till, you know, those of us looking on the outside maybe don't know how deep exactly they do go, and they go deep. So you've been spot on, Jeremy. Really, your analysis and your look at the reality the news tries to portray, and then your discernment of it has been. I've listened to you on a lot of different broadcasts, and I always enjoy your commentary because it's spot on, and I think you're right again. With that said, I'm going to leave you right there, and we'll try to get everybody on, and we're running out of time. But I would love to. I'd love to set it up, maybe have you back on again for 30 minutes and just talk about the world, because you do your due diligence, and you've got a very interesting perspective, and you've proven yourself over time to be right, as has a lot of different listeners and call-ins to this broadcast. But hey, thanks so much. Anything you want to add real quick, Jeremy? Jeremy must be gone. We'll go to Frank in North Carolina, then we got Art off the grid. Frank, how you doing? What's on your mind?
Yeah, I think Jeremy would make a good guest. Real smart guy. I don't get into all the religious stuff, though. But yeah, I just wanted to say I really agree with something that Rick in Arizona said. He always seems to be kind of a contrarian and whatnot, and sometimes I don't know if I agree with him. But this stuff about the Federal Reserve, nobody gives a damn about the Federal Reserve, okay? Ron Paul tried that. If you start talking about the Federal Reserve, people think you're a fag, okay? Sorry to Michael in New York or whatever, but people might smile at you and nod and say, yeah, that's real interesting. Once you're out of sight, you're out of mind. You're gone. Nobody gives a damn about that. You got to give the people an enemy, and he was right, Rick in Arizona. You got to explain to people that Israel is the mafia. Them and their agents and supporters inside the United States are the enemy. They're behind everything that we're against. That's all I got. Thanks, son.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Art. Off the grid, how you doing? The break's going to get you, but I'll hold you over. How you doing today, sir?
Oh, boy. You know, Ben Carson, the housing czar, the housing and urban development secretary, Ben Carson, an article came out on U.S. News where he's proposed now people who are on, like, HUD housing and such as that, their rent be raised 35%, and by doing this, what they would do is require these people who receive public housing assistance to work a minimum wage job for 15 hours a day. Now, a lot of people are in a big outrage about this. How dare you expect these people who accept welfare and HUD housing, how dare you expect them to work 15 hours a week at $7.50 per hour in exchange for the assistance that they receive while paying only $150 a week for rent? Well, I ran the numbers, and the numbers don't lie, and here's how this breaks down. 15 hours at $7.25 per hour is $108.75. That would be added to your current $150 that you pay per week for a grand total of $258 per week. That's what you people on HUD housing and welfare would pay per week. Now, the average rent for the average American who works one, two, and sometimes three jobs just to stay afloat and take care of their family pays an average of $1,231 per week for rent.
Hold that thought for me, Art. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. We'll be back in moments.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
We're back on the Alternative Media, Farron in the studio, joined by Art Off the Grid. Art, that's really interesting. And, you know, I have seen, you've seen it too, for years and years, any state that tries to make, like, drug testing of people on welfare, any any attempt to force them to have to get jobs or to, you know, to relieve the system, get involved in supporting themselves, is always fought tooth and nail, you know, by society, politicians, the media, on and on and on. So so first you said 15 hours a day, but you meant work 15 hours a week. I think the second time you said 15 hours a week. But go ahead. Let me give you the last word. Say what you'd like to say, Art. We got one more phone call, and we'll try to get them on. I think she was on and dropped. But go ahead, sir.
Okay, $7.25 per hour, 15 hours a week is $108.75. Now, you add that $108.75 to the current $150 that they pay per week, it's a grand total of $258.75 per week that these people are paying for rent. And we the taxpayers, have to make up the rest of that. Now, the average rent for the average American working one, two, three jobs is $1,231 a week. That's $972.25 more than these welfare recipients are paying. Yet they want to make this as like a terrible thing. No, it's called making these people work for what they get. Let's stop this. I have a right to, I'm entitled to, gimme, gimme, gimme. Oh, let's bring more illegals across the border, give them the same thing. Yeah, this is just, you know, Aaron, I don't know where this is going to end up. It's going to end up, I mean, now they're talking about universal paychecks. Seriously? Well, folks, this is, when are you going to say enough is enough?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, some of the things they're trying to get going, or they do have going in California, which does seem to go the distance, goes, you know, around the country. It's just totally insane. But, I mean, look at the sanctuary cities. Look at the demand for illegals to be able to vote. I mean, this stuff is totally insane. But what is it? It's a recipe for the destruction of the country. And, well, by golly, they're following it pretty close to verbatim. Anything else you'd like to add, Art? I agree with you.
No, I just, folks, help. Thanks, Farron.
It does give a sense of hopelessness at times. I have been there. Laura, you're the last caller. You got about 2 minutes. They're yours. Make them quick.
Okay. On the ChristianMediaNetwork.com, he has a history project, James Lloyd. Last night, he ran a program on his history program, how the media covered up for Stalin and all his atrocities, and they covered up the 4 million people starving in Ukraine. He did an excellent job. It'd be great to look it up. ChristianMediaNetwork.com History Project. He named all the papers and the people who covered up. He had everybody in the United States calling Stalin Uncle Joe because they thought he was such a great guy. This is all because of the media.
Oh, yeah.
1932 and 1933.
You're right. We're out of time, Laura. We didn't quite have 2 minutes. Sorry about that. We're out of time. Well, until next week, this is Farron saying, when they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.